Happy lunch, everyone.
Hey, everybody. It's Chris and Juliana.
This is Lunch with the Schiavos.
Today, we're going to talk about communication.
Specifically, how men communicate very differently from women.
Yes, and how women do it wrong.
So, how do men communicate with each other?
Well, guys don't use as many words as women do.
Agreed.
Guys are more... They don't talk that much. They do it through other things. Like, usually it's around like activities. Guys like to, it's more about doing the thing together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's more like, hey, I need to start this fire. Give me a hand starting this fire. You know,
mm-hmm.
I need all this stuff to start the fire. And it's like, hey, this is a good fire, you know, but they don't really talk about stuff, you know?
Right.
But they're communicating. You know what I mean?
But they don't talk about feelings.
No. Well, generally, they don't talk about feelings.
And women, when they communicate with each other, all they talk about is feelings.
Yeah.
I can have a conversation. I swear, I can talk to a friend for like 2 hours. How are you feeling? What's going on? How are you feeling about that? Feeling. And then I hang up and I realize that I know nothing about what's actually going on in their lives. Like, I've learned nothing about what's going on in their lives.
Yeah, that's true. But guys, no, they don't talk this way, you know. And I think it makes, I mean, not all guys are like that, but I think most guys are kind of, they get a little uncomfortable with when the feelings come up. And usually what they'll do is, they'll just make some kind of joke or something like that to kind of like...
Lighten the mood.
Just lighten the mood. They don't want it to get too intense.
Well, like I had a friend who, she actually sent me a message on Facebook and she said, I miss you. And Chris said, I have not had a single friend say that he misses me.
I mean, it made me kind of feel bad. Like, I would love for somebody to go, hey, buddy, it's been 8 months, man. I miss you. You know what I mean? I think that would be
like weird if...
Not to me. I'm okay with that. I'm pretty confident with myself, and I'm cool with talking about emotions and feelings. I'm not like most guys, but... None of my male friends are like...
But they have been communicating with you.
They do, but it's like, you know, hey, your Eagles won. Yeah, you know, and...
And I'm like, hey, what are you doing, loser? I want to kick your butt.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I saw a picture of your wife. She's pretty. You sure didn't get her good looks, you know what I mean? Like,
and that's how a man says, I miss you.
That's how they say it.
Right,
But they're not going to say, hey... I was lying awake last night and I was thinking about you, you know, not in a sexual way or anything. I was just missing you and stuff.
Yeah, they would never do that.
But a woman would do that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like you're speaking about like at night and everything. And I noticed like with Chris and I, one big difference between men and women is that I will remember all of my dreams in extremely vivid detail.
She does. She remembers every detail.
And woe is him when he asks me, what was your dream about? Because I will literally spend a half hour describing my dream.
It takes more time to tell me, to hear about your dream than mm-hmm. actually to sleep at night.
Right.
Yeah, that's how detailed it is.
But whenever like you have a nightmare or if you have a dream... And you wake up and I'll say, you know, what were you dreaming about?
And I'll say, I don't remember.
I don't remember. Nothing? You remember nothing? You were moving. You were talking in your dream.
I don't remember. I can't remember my dreams.
You don't remember anything?
No, no. Maybe I'll remember the last bit, the very last bit. And usually it's something bad, like they were like stuffed animals and they became alive and they started coming at me. And that's all I remember.
Right.
But I don't remember.
And then it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense, you know.
And I have all these like, she was there and she was an employee of the hospital, but she wasn't an employee of the hospital. But she was scary because she was looking at me and I didn't know what she was going to say. But I knew what she was going to say on the other hand.
Like, and then it's like another like 2 hours on what the dream means. Like, I think this is about the stress I'm feeling about my new job.
Yes.
And how I, you know...
And then when I ask you, what do you think your nightmare is really about? You're like...
I don't know.
I don't know.
I have no idea. It was just a weird dream. No, it means something.
No, I don't think so.
It's just weird.
Well, that's all we have time for today, guys. Have a great day.
Have a terrific day and a great lunch.
Bye.